Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The most exciting part of a vacation stay at a home rental? Easy. It's being greeted upon arrival with a rusted lockbox affixed to the underside of a stranger's condo. Yeah, you simply twist knobs, click gears, jiggle it, and then rip it off its moorings, and voila! Your prize is a key to a questionable home rental and maybe tetanus. When you just want to get your vacation started by actually getting into your room, it matters where you stay. At Hilton, we deliver your key right to your phone on the Hilton Honors app. Hilton, for the stay.
Are you ready?
I have two Timberwolves questions.
I am ready to answer them. I was there last night.
And the Timberwolves won again.
Yes, they did.
And Finchie was upset. Why in the God's name was he upset?
Okay.
Because I didn't watch the whole game.
They played Oklahoma City 2 days earlier and just got blowing their doors off. They played no defense, right? They gave up 129. All kinds of easy shots. All of Oklahoma City's really good. But so last night, they find out about 2:30 in the afternoon, the whole franchise is not going to play for Dallas. Luka Doncic is not going to play. They throw the ball inbounds. He dribbles it out. He either shoots or throws it to somebody or, you know, holds it. Nobody in the league. Giannis and him and, you know, probably, and Jokic probably dominate their teams more than anybody. So he bails out, and of course Kyrie Irving isn't playing because he never does. He's got a heel contusion. He's missed his 11th. This was his 11th straight game missed with a heel contusion.
That's a bruise.
I want a torn Achilles. Right. I don't want a heel contusion. But so they know they're going to win, and the game starts, and then they get up 17 or 15 or something. The first half, the first quarter. Everything they threw
out. The Oklahomas did?
No, we did.
Oh.
The Timberwolves did. But they, you know, they were making every shot, but they were just throwing the ball all over, and they weren't guarding the perimeter at all. They were just letting these guys shoot open threes, which was Oklahoma City's chance. And finally, it was down to, what, four at halftime, something like that?
I didn't watch much of the game.
But it was a kind of a game where I said on Twitter, I said late in the first quarter, early in the second quarter, I said, Edwards is going to get 40 points tonight, and he doesn't care how many times he has to throw the ball away to do it. He kept living in what he wanted, 40. And then his quote after the game, did you see his quote?
No, but my second question is about him.
Yes. His quote in there is, yeah, and tonight I just said, I'm going to shoot every time I get the ball. And he did. And they just played really sloppy because they knew they were going to win. And even Michael Connolly, the guard who can usually get a control under things, and Cat went back to being whiny, complain about everything, Cat, and not make, you know.
This doesn't bode well.
Then he wanted to get some points, and he kept dribbling into traffic. They just, you know, they got to win, and now they're going to have to play real basketball Saturday night when LeBron and the Lakers come to town. They've had a post-in-season tournament slump, but I watched them for a while last night. They played pretty good. So.
Okay, Edwards.
Yes.
He doesn't appear to have let whatever off-court problems
he has.
He is still, he acts like he's joyful and he's happy and he loves everybody and everybody loves him. And so he's able, you know what he can do? Compartmentalize.
Yes. And guess what? A lot of young men impregnate women and don't want to have the child, right? They don't want to have any responsibility. Not all of them write out a check for $100,000 and say, here, if you'll get it taken care of, which is supposed to be terrible behavior, and it's probably is, but he's probably thinking he's doing the right thing.
Maybe.
$100,000. What the hell? You don't want a baby.
You know? It's a dreadful situation, but yeah, my point is, you wouldn't know it from the way he plays.
Oh, God, no. Well, even last year, you know, he had the video in the summer with the gay, you know, making fun of, he saw a couple of gay guys on the street or something. Yeah. He was making fun of them, and then he had it on a video, which is not
Well, he's right. terribly young.
He's a kid from small town Georgia who's, when they use his quotes verbatim, they're pretty hilarious because he's his use of the Kings. He would have Laura Limmerman would have not approved of his use of the English language. But he's a, I think he's a basketball savant and a, just a guy who's now making tens of millions of dollars and just having the time of his life.
Yeah, okay.
But he's a really good. I mean, he gives you. He sometimes can be empty-headed, but he always gives you an effort. Mm-hmm. You know, and he wants to play. He had that sprained ankle, right, mm-hmm. Ben? And he came back and played like in a. He only missed 2-3 games, and a lot of guys would have missed 2 weeks. All so right. he wants to play. He loves to play, and he's. I don't think he's ever going to be. I think Finch can tell him stuff, and he'll listen to a degree, and it just water off his back.
Yeah, where did he play in college?
Georgia.
That's right.
Only 1 year.
Yeah,
he's 19 when he got in the league, right?
Oh yeah,
I think he's just 22 now.
Yeah, he's 22. I think he's close to 23, but yeah,
he's the real deal, though.
Oh God, he can play.
You know what? He can do stuff.
Oh God, he can do anything he wants. He can. I like him when he takes it to the basket, but. Last night he had his shooting touch going, so but it was, he had that gleam in his eye.
Yeah.
You knew that.
I think mine.
I think that's why Cat did a lot of dumb stuff trying to drive to the basket to get at least 10 points because he knew that the Ant-Man was going to be firing it all night. And Rudy actually played well. He got every rebound and he made his free throws. But I think they accept this guy because they know how talented he is. Mm-hmm. And, they're 23-7.
You know, the switch, Patrick, from radio to podcast has truly been a revelation here with both Garage Logic and Monday Night Sports Talk. But it's days like today I miss the affiliation that we would have as an ESPN affiliate where we would have to have our guy over here preview the fact that on our airways was going to be the Pop-Tart Bowl.
The Pop-Tart Bowl. Apparently, somebody was telling me, Judd and Declan were telling me this morning that at the Pop-Tart Bowl.
The Pup-Tent Bowl.
The Pup-Tent Bowl. It could have just as well have been the Pup-Tent Bowl. They had a big Pop-Tart come out of a toaster
at the
end of the show.
Kickoff.
At the end of it, and then they all came down and ate Pop-Tart or something.
Yeah. So, Joe, thanks.
Where was that play?
Thanks to Gary.
I have no idea.
This is the first Gary from Mendota Heights, loyal listener of both GL and Monday Night Sports Talk. This is the first year of the Pop-Tarts Bowl, which in previous years had been the Cheez-It Bowl, Camping World Bowl, Russell Athletic Bowl, Champs Sports Bowl, Mazda Tangerine Bowl, Visit Florida Tangerine Bowl, MicronPC.com Bowl, CarQuest, and Blockbuster Bowl.
Yes, they've had trouble keeping their sponsors. But
somebody called Pop-Tart and get us some money.
I recall it from my youth as a Tangerine Bowl, and it would take two teams from what is now basically FCS. It's the lower level. They would take. They didn't take teams from prime conferences. So
was this in Orlando?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, was that the old stadium next to Tinker Field?
Yes. Yeah. That's still there, but they put some money into it.
Yeah.
It's not like. You know, when I was full figured, and I went to that old place. I went to their soccer game. Who did we have playing soccer there?
Well, we had the Minnesota Kicks.
That was not.
Did they play a team from Orlando?
After that,
I don't recall.
I went over there to a soccer game, and when you were a big fellow walking through those metal bleachers, you could make the whole building shake.
It was
cheaply made. But once in a while, somebody hit a homer into there. So not, but mostly they just hit it up against the wall. But, that's it. They've They've put some money into the dang. Tinker, long gone, you know, all we got's a little plaque there.
Oh, I didn't know that.
They got a little, it's almost like a burial, one of those burial memorials, little circle-y brick wall.
What's occupying the land?
I think they made a park out of it. Behind where the Tangerine Bowl fans mingle or something like that. So, yeah, but that's that. Well, there's one that everybody was referring to it as the Lending Tree Bowl in Mobile. But by the time the game was played, it had a different sponsor. It was the 68 Venturas Bowl. I think in like November it was the Lending Tree, but Lending Tree said, "Get me out of this."
But here's why: it's the whole bowl crap is a marketing. It's genius. Before I left for work today, both boys said, "Dad, what bowl games are on today?" Really? They were gonna watch every
why
one of them.
Why do they care?
Because it's football in the during the day on a Friday.
Are they starting to get better?
No,
the bowl games.
Oh God, no.
Well,
worse.
Cotton Bowl, Missouri and Ohio State.
Oh yeah, they get the quality of the opposition.
Yeah, Iowa State and Memphis.
You're building up to the.
You got the Sun Bowl right now. Oregon State versus Notre Dame.
Yeah, that's not bad. I've been to two Sun Bowls. That one's been around a long time.
The problem, though, is now, especially with the transfer portal, look at Florida State. Mm-hmm. They just basically, most of their team said, bleep it, we're not playing.
Yeah, they're not playing.
So you're getting a shell of what the team
Georgia's
was.
And going to beat them 49-7, and everybody's going to say, see, they didn't belong
exactly,
in the tournament.
Exactly.
They didn't belong in the Final Four because they all left. There is no loyalty except here at the Gophers. 15 out of 16 came back.
How much of the old Quick Lane Bowl did you take in, Patrick?
I watched the whole thing.
You watched it all?
Well, not all of it. From the middle of the second quarter on.
I got a number of texts asking if I was in attendance.
You know,
I did too, and I said I'm in the front row.
I wrote a column about it that did not go over well with the with the locals.
I saw that.
Yes.
They won, didn't they?
They did.
Yeah, but the column didn't go over
well. That's amazing. That's wonderful.
There are many references to my girth and my sexual preference.
Yeah. You know, the Wild keep winning, Pat.
Huh? Unbelievable.
But they have not moved in the standings.
Yes, they have.
No, they haven't.
They're
second to last.
But they're this far from the guys' teams ahead of them instead of this far.
Okay.
For Christ's sake.
They're 36 points. Well, whatever the NHL is.
They're good.
Yeah.
They're
36 points. That's only 2 points out of fourth place.
Yes. You know what they have demonstrated? Scoring goals is a good thing.
That's right.
They have started.
Well, you can score too if you shoot.
Yes. I think you solved the problem.
I did.
Before Heinze.
Shoot the damn
puck. Before Heinze solved the problem, you solved the problem.
Faves got one the other night from the blue line.
Yes. You know, I kind of thought of him as a defenseman, but he's good.
He likes to move around.
Power play is good.
Yeah.
Was he the one you were upset about the nickname? Fabes?
Well, he was upset the coach called him Fabes.
That's what I meant. Yeah, you're right.
Way too early. The coach is too familiar.
Too early.
You haven't been here long enough to be that familiar with these guys, you know.
Stop being nice.
The worst one was, that wasn't the worst. What was the worst? The other one.
Was it Middleton?
Mids. He's a big, bruising.
Mids.
He could be the bad guy in a wrestling match, and he's mids. He's not mids.
That's not it.
His name's Jake. You don't need you know what? When your name's Jake, you don't need a nickname.
Mm-mm.
Jake handles it.
There we go.
Jake handles it. So,
Pat, we were wondering what your take would be on the dust up down in La Crosse. University of Wisconsin La Crosse.
Boy. Oh, I missed it. What happened?
Well, you've got the chancellor of the school and his wife. They film a vegan cooking show.
Okay.
And then when they're done cooking the pasta or whatever, then it becomes a porn show because they always have a guest come in.
That happens to be an adult film star.
A porn star, and he helps or she helps cook. And then I guess if you pay a fee, you get to see the second half of the cooking show. He's the chancellor of the school.
Okay.
And he said he shouldn't be fired because of First Amendment protections.
I think he should be fired out of embarrassment.
I do too.
Who revealed this? How did it become public?
It's all over the internet.
Seriously, I believe it started with the student newspaper.
How did it become?
That's how it became public information. But Joe had a classic Joe line about Mrs. Chancellor in the film.
You know, I could miss the thing. I don't.
We used to have one of our.
I don't see any reason.
This is way back when it was films. We used to once in a while have a Pioneer Press Sports Department card game at one house. I won't name the guy, but he's Chinese. Would host the would host the card game. When much liquor would be consumed, and we would play poker, and there'd be about two tables, and then there'd be 12, 13 guys there, and then there were films in the next room if you wanted to go see. But this is the old, I feel sorry for the guys who used to make porn film. Now it's free. Yeah. You know, the Faust, they couldn't be in business
if they tried.
Couldn't be in business, you know.
Well, anyway, the guy's, he's the chancellor of the school.
He's not quit yet?
Well, he got canned, and he's suing. And he should be not suing.
Is it legal to have porn shows?
Well, I believe they cited the ethics, right? Wasn't it an ethics?
I think ethics.
Yeah.
I think the guy should go away quietly. Don't you?
I do.
Yeah.
I don't think the head of this has been going on. Well, we don't know. It's not that popular of a show, a vegan cooking show. You know.
So this would be like a half hour on YouTube or something?
We don't know the details.
Well, the non-nude
part was on
YouTube, but then they had an OnlyFans account where the other part took place.
They were out on the internet.
Oh,
with
God,
the other
yes.
part. Well, then he is a moron.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. He is a moron.
Yeah.
Maybe he can be the next president at Harvard. What the hell?
Right.
Well, and then Rookie did point out that he would ask his brother of his thoughts because his brother did attend the University of La Crosse for about 2.5 months. Mm-hmm. He was there.
Rook was wondering if he had that guy as a teacher.
Right.
La Crosse is the place where we used to lose about 2 students a year.
In the river.
Walking across the ice after they got hammered in the local establishments.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we had a few drownings there.
You weren't home last night.
No, I was home later.
You didn't see any of the Cleveland Jets.
Oh, I have an update for you.
I'd like an update on the guy who got hurt.
He has been released from the hospital.
So we got another guy that the ambulance had to come out and take off the field.
I didn't see it, so I don't know if an ambulance came on the field.
I only saw the highlight of his injury on social media because I didn't watch the game. But he got a concussion of such that as he laid on the ground.
Oh, he did the Tommy Kramer
thing. He did doing the twitch. He had the twitches.
Wide receiver Elijah Moore for the Browns.
You know, this is no lie, early October, maybe September, I watched 3 straight primetime games where we got the announcement that from the hospital that he appeared not to be paralyzed.
Yeah.
You know, then twice him, take him off in the ambulance, you know, 10 minutes. And this is the most amazing thing in the world is the guy's playing for Buffalo.
Yep. Oh, DeMar Hamlin.
I thought was dead.
Well, but there was no concussion. It was just this weird timing of the heartbeat.
Yeah. But we all thought it was
from
the blow.
Well, he was dead on the field for a bit.
Yeah. Pat, it's the game.
It is. Pat, Jaren Hall, where'd he play in college?
He played at BYU, Joe. He is a 25-year-old rookie.
He is
3 years older than Justin Fields.
But the plan was to use him right off the bat this year.
Because Mullins was hurt at the time.
Right.
Yes.
And then this guy got hurt.
He got hurt.
And now he's back Sunday night.
Correct. He came in and played. He started the first game after Cousins.
He started the Atlanta game after the Cousins injury.
After Cousins, and he got a concussion.
Right.
After 11 plays.
Then you went to Dobbs.
Dobbsy came in and saved our rear end for 2 weeks.
Poor Dobbsy. What's going to happen to him?
I don't know. They're going to, he's...
And then
he might as well call up NASA and say, I'm available.
Right.
You know.
Who cares about the damn game? Here's what I want.
Okay.
I want a drone roaming both outside and inside U.S. Bank Stadium for the drunk cam on New Year's Eve night, Vikings-Packers.
The Packers are still alive for the playoffs could mean that they're going to show up because about a month ago, I didn't think the Packer fans had even showed up.
I heard from a season ticket holder that the secondary market was still very hot for this game.
Even then, when they were terrible?
Yes. Because it's on New Year's Eve, and it's going to be one giant drunken binge.
Well, so they've had a Christmas Eve day game.
Yeah, yep.
And a New Year's Eve night game. Yeah. There's going to be a lot of disappointed families.
Yes, there are.
When Dad finally finds his way home.
I always felt guilty on Christmas Eve when it got to be about 5:30 and we were still at the B&D. I was saying, we should
probably call her a day.
Sneak her home here while I'd be with my brother who was coming to my house. So generally speaking,
Was it called? The B&D?
Well, that was one of three bars downtown. The B&D.
Downtown Prior Lake.
The B&T, Graves G90s and Extra Innings. But I think Graves...
Extra Innings?
I'm not sure if Graves was open on Christmas Eve.
Okay.
So we drank at the B&D.
I bet it was fairly crowded.
And Glenn, my first wife's daddy, he was in there drinking with us too. So that was good.
You had a good alibi.
So we would all...
You'd all go to your house.
We would all go to my house and see see if the kids were enjoying Christmas. That happened a few times.
Well, let's wake up Chris and see if he wants some pizza.
Hey, you know what we
Was it Chris? Was it Chris that you wanted to see?
No, Jimmy.
It was Jimmy. Okay,
Jimmy,
sorry.
When he was little.
See if he wants
you stepped
some
in
pizza.
A crib, didn't you?
No, stepped in a wagon.
Oh, yeah, a wagon.
He was in the crib.
Yeah.
He shouldn't have been. He was like a year. He was getting big enough to probably not be in the crib. But,
yeah.
But it was in the trailer.
Yeah.
And an aluminum floor.
That's such a sad scene. I can't even make myself see it.
I picked him up because Augie was there and wanted to talk to him.
Sure. Talk to the kid.
Augie was there.
Oh, my God.
And I stepped in the damn wagon, off and went. I went ass up tea kettle instead of over.
Yeah, still holding the kid.
Still holding onto the kid. And luckily for him, I stayed. My back hit the...
Right.
Instead of him.
Right. Because you have been squashed.
Boy, where his mom been mad at
you
him.
Know, oh, yeah, and if the
he's in trouble.
If the referee had looked into the replay, you would have maintained control through the ground.
Yes, that's right. That's right. The ex-wife, we might have gotten divorced many years earlier had I squashed the first point.
The part of the story I never heard was... Did she get up at that point and address you?
I think we woke her up, and she loved Augie.
Yeah.
You know, she thought Augie was great, so it was all my fault.
He softened the blow a bit then.
No. It kept her from...
Killing you.
It kept her from really getting verbally upset until he left.
I see.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think... I might have went out and slept in the porch.
On the picnic table.
On the picnic table. So it was, I was scared. It worried me that I liked Jim. I would have squashed him.
I would have felt bad.
I would have felt bad if I squashed him.
I liked the kid.
I mean, he ended up fighting in Iraq for him.
Yeah. That was early training.
Yes,
God.
It was.
Yeah. Okay.
He also had the 1-year-old wandering. So a couple of times he'd come home and he'd be out in the front, you know.
Cool. That's not good.
No. But anyway, we got all through it. Do we need the pause?
Well, we can do Jim Paul's Valley of GM Dealers right
okay.
now.
Okay. Jim Paul's Valley of GM Dealers. You missed Christmas. Now is the time. Man alive, it's quiet every place. I was driving downtown today, and it's quiet every place. But if you go out to Jim Paul's Valley Group of GM Dealers and Brett Paul, don't forget Brett. He's basically running the store out in Apple Valley. Buick GMC Dealers. And I was talking to my stepson, a truck owner, a used truck owner from Jim Paul and Brett Paul's Valley Group of GM Dealers. And I said, how's this Sierra? Do they sell any of these Chevy truck Sierras? And he said, lots of them. Apparently they are a popular vehicle. I'm not much of a truck owner myself, but they have a real low interest rates on those Sierras, and they have a good inventory. And, you know, just the Buick SUVs, it's time to get yourself into one. Take the plunge. They'll treat you right. I've gotten my last 5-6 cars from Jim Paul and Brett Paul's Valley Group of GM dealers. Hastings and Apple Valley.
Jim, Sierra's a GMC.
Yes, but they that's the truck they have.
Right. Yeah, GMC Sierra.
GMC, yeah. GMC, yeah. Not a Chevy, right. GMC.
Yeah.
Does Chevy have a
they have trucks, Pat.
But the GMC is Sierra.
It's Sierra.
And they're well thought of.
Absolutely.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Heavens,
well,
yes.
Thought of. Well, I'm not a truck expert. All I know is I ask every
you
other
hide
people.
It well, though.
I do. I do. I think my theory is if you get a truck, then somebody will want you to lift something up and put it in.
Oh, helping move is a big, big part of being a truck owner. Yes, it is.
They're nice trucks.
You know, anyway, Jim Paul's Valley Group of GM dealers, Brett Paul's Valley Group of GM dealers, Hastings and Apple Valley, good deals, good vehicles. Go get them.
Pause.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Libre, Eau de Parfum Intense by Yves Saint Laurent. The sultry vanilla signature. The fragrance for those who do what they want and dare to be exactly who they are. Libre is crafted with signature notes of lavender essence from France and Moroccan orange blossom, combined with glowing warm vanilla from Madagascar that pushes it to the extreme, creating a long-lasting vanilla twist on the floral fragrance. Gift freedom. Gift Libre.
All right, we're still live. I found your tweet.
What?
I have written a very positive column for Saturday's print. I hope Quick Clean Bowl admirers will stop picking on me. We super seniors have feelings too.
Yes, right.
Why were they so wound up at you?
Oh, they thought it was horrible that I didn't give the boys credit for their glorious victory.
What was the story on the quarterback? He had never played before?
He'd been here 5 years. He was a star at Eden Prairie. I think he won 2 state titles. His grandfather is Tom Moe, a great Gopher who was the athletic director for a while. So he's been a Gopher from birth, you know.
And he had the cute girlfriend.
Very
fiancé.
That the cameras kept showing, Taylor
like
Swift.
It was like old times.
Right.
It was like old times. It was like when Brett Musburger was salivating over
A.J. McCarron's.
A.J. McCarron's girlfriend. Yeah, I mean, she was an attractive young lady and happy when he scored his touchdown.
That was the best tweet outside of Patrick trolling Gopher fans during the game that I noticed, where someone was complaining about that very thing. Joe, why do they keep showing this gal so many times?
To get married.
Well, no, but someone had pointed out because she's one of 12 people in attendance. That's what they showed.
I looked like they had 10, maybe. They might have
did
10.
They really? Okay.
Yeah, but he had never played before, had he?
Well, he'd played some as the direct snap quarterback who ran, but never started a game and probably had 50 plays in his career here.
Not to be drafted.
And no, no, God, no. No, he's on to his business life, and he's getting married in February in Arizona, right?
I think so.
But she supposedly contacted him on some dating site. Or
really?
I mean, they gave you the whole blow-by-blow of the deal.
I admit, I monitored most of the game via the radio call.
Well, the kid played well, didn't he?
Sure, yeah, absolutely.
He played okay. Yeah. Threw for 26 yards. Yeah. The aerial circus was once again. But that running back that got hurt is really good, Darius Taylor. So far, he's committed to the Gophers. He's not tempted by the NIL. From other teams, name, image, and likeness, but there is a 15-day window in spring.
Well, Kanakanua, he bailed on him, right?
Yeah, he has not found
a job. Went to the portal?
He went to the portal. He has not found a job as of yet.
Well, it's always a good sign when your dad's making issues on social media about what we're going to decide to do.
He is going to end up in the FCS.
100%.
He's not a...
But as much as we like to have fun at PG's expense, I'll give him credit. The guy develops running backs in his program, right?
And I think they get good ones.
Too. Yeah.
You know, they get... Their two strong positions have been safety and running back.
You're right.
Yeah. He likes to run, though. He doesn't like to... It'll be interesting, this guy they got from New Hampshire who threw the ball through for 3,400 yards or something. Mm-hmm. So they're going to try to modernize the offense enough.
Do you give Michigan any chance to beat Alabama? You do?
Yeah. Alabama, okay, they look great against Georgia. Auburn had them beat the last game of the year.
That's true.
Did you see that?
In the Iron Bowl.
Joe, there's 50 seconds to go. Auburn's like 5-5. I don't think they were bowl eligible.
I can't remember.
And they're fourth. And less than a minute to go, they got no timeouts left, and they're on their own. They're on the other guy's 38. He rushes two guys, puts nine back here, and they throw. And the kid throws the ball in the back of the end zone. The guy's basically uncovered. It was like a pitch and catch. Instead of putting some pressure on him, let him make a decision and then tackle the guy if you have to. It was really Auburn blew the game, and Auburn was bad this year. So I think Michigan's defense can shut him down. But that quarterback is an athlete. So
is it Milroy or how
Milroy? Milroy. He was bad the first half of the year, but then he got better.
So. I just want Harbaugh to win, just because I want the post game. From Jim.
I want him to win just because everybody would be so unhappy if he won.
That's true, too, yeah.
That's kind of the theme of of our old show.
Right. What's going to piss off the audience?
What can happen today? And then we can come on air and say, boy, that Harbaugh, he's a hell of a guy. Ethical, hell of a guy. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Anyway, what are your New Year's Eve plans, Such?
Have none.
Me too.
Well, you'll be traveling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you're traveling?
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Traveling to
Mendota
Heights.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. What's the name of the place? You still a member out there, the Yacht Club?
Yeah, I think we are.
Yeah. I like the Yacht Club.
Somebody had an email question for you, Patrick, and I'm desperately trying to find it while also trying to stall at the same time, and I can't. It was baseball related, and I can't for the life of me find it. But basically, ripping.
We got a pitcher. Yeah, we got a pitcher.
That's right.
We've had so much luck with those thoracic outlet syndrome recoveries. We just who end up like Phil Hughes had that. You know that only cost him what. 8 miles an hour on his fastball or something. What the hell are they doing?
Well, it was a Dodgers related question, and I can't find it for the life of me. But basically, this guy is upset that the Dodgers get to do what they're doing in free agency. And
what do you want me to do about it?
Right.
I mean, they got a union. They got a union that'll go on strike, unlike all the rest of these wimps.
What he was basically getting at is with the uneven playing field. You know,
look at their World Series winners. The Yankees haven't been in a World Series since 2009.
That's true.
First decade since the 1910s. That they didn't.
I had this thought though. In fact, when I was talking to Mr. Money Talk, he's the one that brought it up. I think what could actually help baseball a ton is if they do find a way to get a TV deal with Amazon. I think that could go a long way.
That's probably where they're going to go.
Wouldn't that make a ton of sense? I think it would.
But the thing about baseball telecast is it only works regionally. It's a regional sport. Well, You're only interested in your own team.
That's true, but I guess what I'm saying is if they all of a sudden made Prime the place to go to watch baseball, I think that'd be huge for MLB.
I have Prime, don't I?
Yes.
I don't want these Japanese players to be able to dodge our taxes, though. By deferring everything.
Oh, is that what this is with Ohtani?
That's what Ohtani did.
Yeah, he doesn't have to pay California taxes.
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
I want his money.
Interesting. So when he gets the rest of it, he's going to be living in...
I think that's a dispute that we'll have. In baseball, about $45 million of it counts as underneath that luxury tax. But so they'll pay some for that, but it's a tax dodge, basically.
Holy cow, I never even thought about that. Yeah. Wow.
And you know what? That's very un-American, tax dodging, isn't it?
Terribly.
Yes. Yes. I mean, the trumpeter did pay $450 a couple of years ago, didn't he? So,
his saga never ends.
Well, how about his
just endless?
How about his uplifting Christmas message?
Oh, gosh.
you are living in the most hateful, corrupt country in the world. But oh God, it's unbelievable.
But he's promised to be a dictator only for one day.
Yeah.
First day he'll be a dictator. After that, it'll be normal.
Mm-hmm.
I wish he'd go away, but
well,
I can't manage.
I don't like those chances.
This is the best we got, huh? These two guys.
Isn't that something?
Wow. Unbelievable.
It really is.
Yeah. I'd vote for who? I don't know.
Anybody but these two.
Bring back Barry Goldwater. I'd take him now. He was a liberal compared to these morons. But anyway.
All right.
Other way. Works the other way.
Yep. Happy New Year.
Hey, yes. Boy. Yes. Happy New Year.
All right.